JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On this week's program, we visit St. Andrew High School for Girls on its 90th year. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child safety tip. Thanks for joining us. St. Andrew High School for Girls is marking its 90th birthday, and celebrations are in full swing to commemorate almost a century of excellence and a commitment to producing greatness. The celebrations began with the 90th anniversary service under the theme Enriched, Empowered, Abounding in God's Favor. Earlier this week, at the commemoration service, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites lauded the efforts of the school and paid homage to its mission and legacy of producing well-rounded citizens.
Here at St. Andrew, the emphasis has always been on strong academic foundation, strong character, engagement through extracurricular activities, emphasis on deportment, on graciousness, on generosity of spirit, and those are the characteristics that will make you strong professionals, loving wives, and good mothers. And this is what the nation needs, is it not?
St. Andrew High, to date, has produced some of the most distinguished nation builders and international trailblazers, such as Professor Emerita Elsa Leo Riney, Reverend Dr. Marjorie Lewis, Barbara Gludon, and Dorothy Pine McClarty. Principal of the school and former LASCO Principal of the Year, Sharon Reed, says celebrations will produce excellent memories for the students. The festivities will climax April 10 to 16 next year with Homecoming Week, with hundreds of old girls from the diaspora expected to return to the island for the event.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voter's list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voter's list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Vision 2030 is our vision for Jamaica. From the bustling townships to the Irish countryside, we are a people of God-given talent and potential. As a united family at home and abroad, committing to Vision 2030 means we commit to a dream in which we ensure equitable access to modern education and training appropriate to the needs of each person, and to provide quality and timely health care for the mental, physical, and emotional well-being of our people. Visit www.vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
Gabardine was around in the 70s. Them time there, gabardine was the type of material they say the hinting at them time there. So remember them time there when the singer, I don't remember the name of the singer, but he made this song and said, Harleen, I must dream in a dream. You shouldn't sign me gabardine. But wash it at the stream. Gabardine used to around the place in the 70s and no, you don't have. Yeah, they say, properly know where they used to make school uniform and so. You understand? Valda Brown, Langville Park.
And here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Splashing around in water at bath time or playtime is great fun for children. Yet, water presents many possible hazards. Drowning can occur in less than an inch of water, making bathtubs, sinks, pools, or even pails a source of great danger. Never leave a child unattended near water, not even for just a few seconds. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we close our program today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight goings-on Roundabout JA. We could be in your neighborhood next. On behalf of studio engineer Joel J. Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.